Tfila for Life, Shir 880, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Toldos. We are explaining Shemer Hashem as Kol Oyavav, that the Rebbeinu Shalom guards all of his Oyavim. The Rebbeinu Shalom protects them, the Rebbeinu Shalom makes sure that nothing happens to them. And it's important to understand, first of all, even if we see that something negative seems to be happening to an Oyav Hashem, the reason is because that's also a shmira. The Rebbeinu Shlom makes sure that the Oyhiv is able to maintain his position. He shouldn't chas v'shalom lose who he is and what he represents. So many times it means to physically protect the person from things that we perceive are negative. But sometimes, even if the person chas v'shalom seems to be having a difficulty, it's all under the shmira of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants to ensure that this person maintains his level, and this challenge, this difficulty, is going to ensure that he retains his level, he retains who he is. And even though superficially it might not seem like a shmira, but in the long run, that's the real shmira. The real shmira is not to protect the person from some small thing down here. The real shmira is to protect the person to make sure that he retains his level, loss of lavai, after he goes up to Shemayim. So that's really also included in Shmira. The point of the Pasuk is that anyone that's an Oyhev Hashem is under complete Shmira from the Rebbeinu Shlom. It might not seem like that, but that's the fact. Now, of course, we daven that the Rebbeinu Shlom should protect in the way we perceive it. And many times it will be like that. But it's important to understand, even if we don't see it clearly, there is also a Shmira from the Rebbeinu Shlom on the madriga of the person. That being said, we have to add one more piece to who's considered an Oyhev Hashem. There's another way to love the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rambam says, and that is to think about the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlom, to appreciate the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. When a person thinks about the chesed, doesn't ignore chesed Hashem, he's also an Oyhev Hashem. He also becomes and Oyhev Hashem. And that could really be a good exercise to do when you're saying this pasuk. Shomer Hashem es kol oyhavav. The Rebbeinu Shlom guards all of his oyhavim, anyone that loves him. And stop for a moment and think about a gift that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you. Try to feel hakaras atayi for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And then try to feel ahava towards the Rebbeinu Shlom, which should naturally come when you feel a karas hatayv. And then you'll also be included in Oyhavav, in Oyhave Hashem. So Oyhave Hashem is mainly through Limud HaTorah, like we explained earlier. But if a person studies Chesed Hashem, he can also have Ahavas Hashem, simply because of a karas hatayv. And therefore, when a person says this pasuk, if he stops for a moment and tries to internalize a Chesed that the Rebbeinu Shlom did for him, and tries to feel ahava towards the Rebbeinu Shlom because of that chesed, then he's included in this pasuk, and he's also zeicha to this shmirah.